Today we'd like to see the title of I Will Punish for All Your Iniquity, Amos chapter 3 and chapter 4. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 3, verse 3, can two work together unless they are agreed? What does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 3, verse 8, a lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? What does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 4, verse 2, the Lord God has sworn by His holiness, behold, the days shall come upon you when He will take you away with fish hookers and your posterity with the fish hooks. What does it mean and how can we apply it to our lives? Amos from 780 to 740 before Christ delivered God's word about punishment, mainly to Israel, the northern kingdom. Because of disobey for God, number one. Number two, their idolatry during the reign of Jeroboam the second, from 782 up to 753 before Christ. Thereafter, Israel was defeated and conquered by Assyria, 722 before Christ. In the contemporary age, Jonah to Nineveh, Hosea to northern Israel, and Isaiah to southern Judah were prophesied. She attached the chronological order of prophets for the search. So you may see that. So you may see right here, Amos, right there. In the last time in Amos chapter 2, verse 16, the most courageous man of might shall flee naked in that day, says the Lord. Amos' prophecy against Israel was fulfilled about 20 years later in that day by Assyria invasion in 722 before Christ. Number here, the word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, sin. Here, the Lord's warning against Israel. First two, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. God chose Israel to be His people as a peculiar nation, making the covenant between Him and Abraham irrevocably. This was because God wanted to, not because Israel deserved it. This was God's grace to Israel. God wanted Israel to obey God, but Israel disobeyed. God would punish Israel for all sins. So cross-reference right there. Verse 3, can we work together unless they are agreed? Question 1. Only way you can work with God by surrendering to Him as the Lord, so that you can work together with agape love. As you have fellowship with the Lord, overflowing the fellowship with other Israelites. It's a cross-reference right there. Verses 4 to 8 to 7, rhetorical question upon cause and effect. Okay, 4. Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out over his den? Cable, right? If he has caught nothing, will a bird fall into a snare on the earth where there is no trap for it. So there is a trap, you know, trap it, that's why is the bird, you know, the fowl. Oh. Will or a snare spring out from the earth if it has caught nothing at all? So called spring up. So when you're fishing, you know, the fishing with the mark, you know, the purple. Verse 6, if a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? If there is a calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Verse 8, a lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? When a lion has roared, everybody will fear. This is expressed as a cause and effect. When the Lord God has spoken, a prophet can prophesy accordingly. For example, when a preacher preaches, the others hear. When his word is in Jeremiah's heart, Jeremiah prophesied accordingly, like a burning fire shut up in my bones. Verse 9, proclaim in the palaces at Ashdod and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble on the mountains of Samaria, see great tumult in her midst, and the oppressed within her. Ashdod was one of the Philistine cities. There was the house of Dagon, the idol. So basically, Israel's the punished. So the other, the pagan nation, eyewitness. Verse 10, for they do not know do right, says the Lord, who store up violence, robbery in their palaces. Israel did not know to do right, aggravating violence and robbery, because their own conscience was seared with hot iron. 11, therefore, this says the Lord God, an adversary shall be all around the land. He shall sap your strength from you, and your palaces shall be plundered. Verse 12, this says the Lord, as a shepherd takes from the mouth of a lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out, who dwell in Samaria, in the corner of a bed, and on the edge of a couch. Verse 12, Amos the prophet was a shepherd at Tekoa in Judah, but God is his shepherd would punish Israel. Samaria was the capital city over Israel. Verse 14, that in the day I punish Israel for their transgression, I will also visit destruction on the altars of battle, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. God would punish Israel through Assyria, the cruel invader. Here battle had been God's altar place, being converted to golden calf's altar by first king Jeroboam of Israel. So that's the story there. 15, I will destroy the winter house along the summer house. So they are in a so rich life. The house of ivory shall perish, the great houses shall be an end. So a lot of the wealthy destroyed. Chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, the sin of oppression. I hear that just read you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to her husband, bring wine, let us drink. Cow of Bashan refers to the rich Israelites who commit the sin of oppression, crushing and alcoholing, as well as the mountain over Samaria as a politician. Verse 2, question 3. The Lord God has sworn by His holiness, behold, the days shall come upon you when He will take you away with the fish hooks and your posterity with fish hook. You will go out through broken wall, even one straight ahead over here. Question 3. God wanted Israel to be holy as God is holy, equally applying to every Christian to be holy. A Christian means a person like Christ, setting apart from the world into the kingdom of heaven. We are in the world, not of the world, but of the kingdom of heaven. So this one is basically talking about that. You will go up through broken walls, each one straight ahead over her, and you will be cast into harmony, said the Lord. So they oppressors punished. 4-5, the sin of impurity come to battle, and transgressions at Gilgal, multiply transgression, bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 30 days. Offer sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, proclaim and announce the free will offerings for this you love, your children of Israel, said the Lord God. So Gilgal was the camp, the circumcision place, and the camp, the Passover place. After Israel's entering the promised land from Egypt, also first King Saul of Israel was enthroned there, but Gilgal becomes an idol place, so that's why he's punished. Verse 6. Also I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. God is so patient. God gave a warning to Israel, but Israel did not turn back. God gave the warning through famine, drought, locusts, plagues, or war. They still ignored God. Israel did not turn back. That God would sharpen His sword. God bends His bow and make it ready. So then very close is the punishment right there. So God is right here. But it's even given us a lack of bread and insufficient food. But they did not hear insufficient food. Insufficient bread. So, but they did not. Then verse 7. I also withhold the rain from you when there were still 3 months to the harvest. I made it rain on one city. I withheld the rain from another city. One part was rained upon. Famine. The only rain in Israel occurred in the fall during October, November, while the latter rain occurred in the spring from March to April. God punished Israelites who did not correct through the sin without sensing sin. With famine, here famine. Okay, verse 8 is talking about drought. 2 or 3 cities wandered to another city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Here, drought. Verse 9 is locust or harmful insect. I blessed we with blight, mildew, when you gardens increased, your vineyards, your fig trees, and your olive trees, and the locusts devour them. And you have not returned to me, said the locust. The verse 10 is a plague. I send among you a plague or contagious disease. After the men of Egypt, your young man I killed with a sword, along with your captive horses. I made a stench of your captives come up into your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. 11. War or earthquake, I overthrew some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked from firebrand, like an earthquake or war, local war, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. 12:13. Praise God. Therefore, this will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God. And God is, we see, you know, still His love, but is continually returned to me. For behold, He who forms the mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, and make the morning darkness, who tread the high place of the earth. The Lord God of hosts is His name. Our God is love and just. Our God is gracious and full of all compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy. God was seeking to draw back Israelites into fellowship with Himself. That's why prepared to meet the patience of God, the tenderness of God, not destroying them, but giving them signs through famine, drought, locust, plague, or war, more severe to be true. But yet the whole intention was that they would come to the realization, we better turn back to God. We need to seek the Lord. We need God's help. Yeah, cross reference right there. We covered all three questions. Continue to keep on prayers. A lot of mission effort right there. So the last week we received the Georgia, you know, in Europe, the mission effort too. So keep on praying for that. Let's just sing together. Maranatha song on brochure. God bless you.